Thank you, sir. Thank you. Open your Bible, please, the book of 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. 1 Corinthians chapter number 16. I thought for a while there I was ruled out this afternoon. I don't know if you ever called it or not, but we started at 3:30. And 2 hours, and that's not, I'm not rebuking the pastor now, I don't mean that. 2 hours, I thought, well, if it men all take their 30 minutes, I'm out, because it'll be eating time. I learned a long time ago there's some things in life that's hard to do. It's hard to kiss your wife when she's leaning away. Hard to climb a fence when it's leaning towards you. It's hard to keep Baptist's attention when there's food in the fellowship hall waiting. Amen. Amen. Let's stand together, if you would, please, your Bible open. I do want you to really pray. I'm going to just start this evening with this and then deal with it. My intention when I came Wednesday was just kind of review. I've been digging every day what I've been putting out. If I make some old stuff with it and put it together. And I've got this one I want to deal with. There's another one. I have another. I'm going to really preach on missions and the cross. I preached on missions and the church, missions and the commission. And then last night, missions and the crowd. I used it, the lost souls. And today I'm beginning on missions and the missions and the gathering together, the collection is what my word is in the Bible here. And I'll deal with that, Lord willing, this evening and tomorrow. But I want you to pray how God will help us and bless us, and the Lord's will be done. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse number 1. Let me say one thing too, preacher, before I read. I'll take down my books and stuff after the service this evening before I leave. So if you want anything off the table, be sure and go by and get it sometime after the meeting's over and before I leave this evening. Verse number 1, the Bible said, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so," and I want to emphasize that next word, "do."
Oh, yeah.
Personal responsibility.
Right.
"Even so, do you." Verse number 2, he said, "Upon the first day of the week, that every one of you lay by him in store, as God had prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. And when I come, whomsoever you shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality unto Jerusalem." Verse 4, "And if it be meet, if it be necessity, if it be needful, that I go also, they shall go with me." Keep your Bible open. Let's bow our heads and hearts for a moment of prayer, then the study of the Word of God for these moments. Our precious Heavenly Father, again, dear Lord, at the throne of grace and mercy, in Jesus' name, I bow before you in prayer. Father, I do want to say thank you for the joy of salvation. Lord, I want to thank you once again. You let me be born in America. You let me hear the gospel. You saved me, dear Lord, by your marvelous grace. You call me to preach. You put me in the ministry. You've kept me there, dear Lord, all these years. You've given me great joy and victory in knowing and serving you. And Lord, I'm thankful for your blessings upon me. Father, thank you for what we've heard already this evening. And I pray, dear Lord, your blessings upon these men and the other men and families, dear Lord, that have been with us in the meeting and already left, going out other places for the weekend. Lord, for the Lord's Day, bless them, I pray now. Lord, bless Brother Shepherd and his people. And I pray, dear Lord, today as we're coming to this part of the meeting, that you will help each of us, Lord, to realize our own personal responsibility in doing what God wants us to do in the service and in the giving of missions, then the work of missions and the program of this church of missions. Bless, I pray, help me to help your people, and may your will be done to your God. We'll give you praise, honor, and glory for all that you do. Because I pray it in Jesus' name, for our sake I do pray, amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Do keep your Bible open, please, to see him with a message from the Word of God. I want to start with an unusual introduction, maybe, but I do want you to get this message I'm fixing to give you before I get the message. Before I get to the message. You know, and this is a carnal illustration, so it's on your level, you can catch it. But we're about to the end of this meeting.
Yep.
Lord willing, I have one more message one more opportunity to preach. And when I do, I have finished my responsibility. And I don't mean this wrong, and I don't want any attention myself when I say this. But the responsibility of preaching has been laid, I'm talking about missions, has been laid upon me. But the ball is now about to move. Can I say this carnal illustration from my end of the court to yours? You see, there's some things that we hear say and we're so prone to pick up cliches, aren't we? We say, well, if God don't do it, it won't get done. I know what you mean when you say that. But God's not going to fill out a faith promise card tomorrow. God is not going to bring money and put it in the offering plate every Sunday. Amen? You see, in all the work of God, if you miss everything else I say, remember, in all the work of God, there's God's part that man cannot do. Do I need to repeat that? But then there's man's part that God will not do. God will give you a message if you'll study and pray. But if you don't study and pray, God don't have to give the message. You see, what I'm saying is, we must learn God's got His part, we've got our part, and God is not going to cooperate with us. But we got to learn to cooperate with Him. God's not going to move. He's not going to change. But I'm simply saying to you, what's fixing to happen in the next 12, 14 hours, however how long it is, I can't calculate what I'm preaching, between now and the close of service tomorrow, you have a responsibility. And the missions outcome of this church and the Faith Promise missions and the ongoing mission program, yes, God's got His part to provide it. God's got His part to tell us what to do. But we've got our part to obey God and honor God by faithfully doing what God tells us to do. There is that personal responsibility that so often our flesh does not like. Amen. Well, if God don't do it, He won't get done. I know what you mean, but I want to tell you, God, as our brother taught earlier, God don't witness except through us. Am I messing up here? God is, I'm trying to get you to say, this is not just a happy-go-lucky moment. It's not just a nonchalant time. It's time that you, I'm talking to you, the membership of Island Ford Baptist Church, it's time for you to take it as your job to find out what God wants you to do. And then it's your job to fill out the card, and it's your job to bring in the money. It's your job to pray, and there's much to do. But God will work, and as we work with God, God will get the job done.
Amen.
Now, concerning the collection for the saints, I'm talking to you about God and the collection. And I preach this so many times here from different angles. But what kind of God would it be that would set up a church and not set up a method of financing it? What kind of God would it be that would give a great commission and not set up a method of financing it? What kind of God would it be that would order His children to give and Him not give it to them to give?
Amen.
Amen. But I'm simply saying to you, God in His Word set up an order of financing the church.
Amen.
And you know what I know? It's the system that the Bible teaches, tithing. The tithe, of course, is the first 10% of income. It doesn't belong to us. It belongs to God. And God told us what to do with it. We're to separate it, bring it to church, dedicate it to God. And in the Bible, the tithe is always used for paying the bills. Can I use that expression? For financing the local, normal operation of the church. That basically is consisting of taking care of the man of God and his family and other staff members that you have and taking care of the facilities. It's just paying the bills, keeping the doors open and the lights on. God set it up. And here's a good part about it. Any church that can get its individual members like you to bring their tithe, as God said, God will provide enough income, tithes and offerings for that church to pay its bills. Can I get an amen? Now then, the Great Commission is different. The Great Commission and missions, God did not choose tithing. He did not even choose a percentage plan. I don't think anybody here would have any problem with this, but I want to go ahead and say it since I mentioned that. You know, there's a lot of churches there's a lot of churches that take a percentage of their church income and put it in missions. You know what that's like saying to God? God, if you'll give our church $500, we'll put 50 in missions. We'll keep 450. God, if you give our church $1,000, we'll take on two missionaries for $50 apiece and we'll keep 900. That's not God's plan. God's plan is that mission money be a separate money.
That's right.
A separate giving. The tithe is fixed. It's 10% across the board. Free will offerings, of course, fluctuate. But missions money is to be done by faith.
Amen.
One of the reasons we don't like doing it by faith, that brings on personal responsibility. As much respect as I have for the pastor's position and for the pastor himself, Brother Shepherd cannot come around to the men and say, you give so much and you give so much and you give so much. Personal responsibility. Every individual has that responsibility to go to God by themselves and for themselves and find out what God wants to do with them. Now, in your Bible, I want to do a quick running commentary of these verses. Notice, first of all, in verse number 1, Paul is speaking, of course, to the church at Corinth, but he speaks about the churches, plural, the churches of Galatia. And he said, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so do ye. The word order here is simple, is singular. It's not plural. It's not orders. It's not telling him what to do. It's setting up a pattern, a principle, an established pattern. And Paul said, I started churches in Galatia, and in those churches, I established this order, this method, this procedure, this plan of giving to missions, and I want you at Corinth to do the same thing. In your church also. But wait a minute. I do not have in my Bible the word of Paul, in my hand the word of Paul. I've got the word of God. I do not have a Bible that's just addressed to the Corinthian Christians some 2,000 years ago. I've got a Bible addressed to the membership of, where am I at? Island Ford Baptist Church. I changed churches every week and I lost it there for a minute. But I have that responsibility. I'm telling you, and then you've got the responsibility to know God's going to tell you what to do.
Amen.
If you'll ask Him, lay upon your heart. God said, this is what I want you to do. Even so do ye. I can preach that in any church in the world. I don't preach in a lot of big churches. I preach in a few of them. I preach in a lot of smaller churches as far as size and numbers concerned. And I'm not making any more comment than that. I don't have time to do that. But I want to tell you, I don't care what size of church is. There's no church too small to have a mission program. If they got one member, they got enough to have a mission program.
Amen.
So we see there. And then verse number 2, let me move on. He said, here's the plan. Upon the first day of the week. Now look at me just a moment. God's not saying Sunday's the only day you can give. But He's teaching us systematic giving. I have a responsibility not only to fill out a card, but I have a responsibility to systematically bring the money that God put on my heart to bring to my church for missions. Now, you know my schedule and how I run. And most of the time I wind up dropping that my tithe and offering. Since my wife's not able to go to church, I drop it off at the pastor's house usually on Wednesday before I leave out. And they put in my tithe and my mission money goes in that way. But it's to be systematic giving. You see, God is trying to do something to us more than money. God's trying to teach us to be consistent.
Right.
Faithful.
Right.
Dependable.
Yes.
Committed.
Amen.
Systematic giving. Then number 2, it's total involvement. That every one of you, tell me who that leaves out.
Yeah.
Who can walk out of here this afternoon as a member of Island Ford Baptist Church? I'm trying to say Morningstar. I don't know why I'm trying to say Morningstar. But who can walk out of here and say, that does not put responsibility on me. Every man, every woman, I think parents, we ought to teach our children to give faith promise And for small children, it ought to be not under parental authority.
Amen.
Parental guidance. We don't need a four-year-old child circling $100 a week. Amen. It ought to be under parental authority. But I'm simply saying to you, God said, this is everybody's responsibility. I want to say this, and if I'm wrong, please help me in it. I feel responsible for the results of the giving tomorrow. Brother, I've lived that way for all these years. I've been preaching missions. I feel like there's a responsibility on me to do the job of preaching, get with God, and let God do it through me. To God be the glory and do that. But I want to tell you then, on the other end, there's your responsibility. Every member of this church has a portion of personal responsibility toward the mission program of this church and above that to God through this church and its missions program. So he said upon the first day of the week, let every one of you. Then he said, lay by as God has prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. You know what he's saying? Systematic giving means that when the need arises or the time comes for it to be sent out, it'll be there waiting. Can you imagine, Pastor, if you were as a church here in church member, can you imagine if Pastor got up here and you agreed, you know, boy, we're not going to take no mission offering anymore till the last Sunday night of the month. None the first Sunday, none the second Sunday, none the third Sunday, none the fourth Sunday, till then on Sunday night, preacher get up and say, all right, now we've got to have our month's missions tonight. Two things, Brother Steve, would probably happen. Number one, it might be a long service. Number two, it'd soon be the smallest attended crowd.
Yeah.
Amen. But you know what happens at Island Ford Baptist Church? You do it systematically.
That's right.
And the monthly support goes out, and 99% of you never even have a thought about mission checks going out.
Right. Amen.
If I were to ask you, has the mission checks going out this month? The only thing you can do is because you trust your secretary to say, I'm sure they're going out. But Paul said this thing operates when we give systematically, the money's there, and there has to be no gathering when I come.
Amen.
Now look at the last thing he said in verse number 3 and 4. Not on systematic giving, total involvement, according as God's prospered you. But in verse 3 and 4, and this has been stressed through this meeting, and I want to just stress it again. I would if it hadn't have been stressed. But verse number 3 and 4, the Bible teaches us that our mission money is to be given to the local church and distributed by the authority of the local church. Now, I want to say this, and I'm not here for argument, but this Bible is a local church Bible.
That's right.
God is a local church God.
Amen.
And God loves His bride too much to bypass her and leave her out.
Amen.
I remember a man came to me one time and he said, Brother Bruce, said, we're not against the church. Said, we're just kind of alongside the church. And I said, sir, if I understand the Bible, the church is the bride of Christ. And he said, you're right. And I said, are you saying God's got one on the side? I don't mean to be disrespectful. God works through the church. Paul said to the church, and remember this, Paul is an apostle. Given apostolic authority. Paul founded, if I could use that word, the church at Corinth.
Right.
But Paul submitted himself to the authority of that local body of new believers, Brother Hall, less than 2 years old. You only stayed there a year and a half. God's a church. So Paul said, your responsibility is to find out what God wants you to do. The Word of God said, your responsibility is to find out what God wants you to do. Your responsibility is to make that commitment. Your responsibility is to bring that money in. Then the church's responsibility is to make the choice what missionaries we send it to, how much you get. They're responsible for distributing that money. So that's a brief one on God and missions and the collection. Upon the first day of the week, systematic giving, total involvement.
Amen.
Let everyone heal. You may not respond to that responsibility. You may say, well, I'm just going to sit it out. You can sit it out tomorrow. But you will not sit it out at the judgment seat of Christ.
Amen.
It's up to you to do what God wants you to do. Pastor, I'm through. God bless you.